Okay, assessing is will be a very key question in the future. Why that? Because first of all, I think that online assessing at the end of a module will be close to impossible to run the same way we look at running the assessment right now, for the simple reason the students will have many opportunity, you know, I don't want to say to cheat, you know, but many sources of solution available, and that will not really make a lot of sense to have a final assessment online as we think of them right now. And again, you know, the big elephant in the room is actually the artificial intelligence that will be available to them in also in all sorts of ways. So online might play a role on continuous assessment, more like testing on a weekly basis the progress of learning of the students with like micro tests and micro assessments where we really pick the competence of the progress in the competence of students on a very, you know, very precise and matter. But on the contrary, and that continuous assessment, sorry, will be also complemented with the class participation, you know, evaluation by professor. So again, professor will play a very important role in the classroom. You know, they cannot teach in a super large classroom, will be smaller groups. But then at the end, the big question is, shall we go back to the university as we knew it, as we knew them before the 2090s, you know, so when I went to the university, where most of the exams were actually also oral and written exam on paper. Who knows? Maybe we need to reconsider that, because the university dropped many of their oral examinations because of economy of scale. It's very time consuming. But I think we should really reconsider that as one way of assessing the learning of our students. And specifically in terms of STEM, then the issue is you cannot really do many technical exam or scientific exam orally. So the mix of assessment that needs to be implemented is quite challenging. Something can be done orally, why not? Understanding if the students really grasp the concept behind you know, the theories. Second, maybe assessing the way they use the tool that they provide the solution. So like a statistical analysis tool or any IT based solution that actually does process the analysis for them. And last but not least, sometimes it's a little bit of a dream for me, I will reintroduce some, you know, paper examination, because that's the more the technology advance, the more we have also the need, at least at the university level, to go back to some human and humanistic learning, even in STEM, exactly maybe in the examination, because writing down is an exercise that helps the understanding of the concept, you are right, because basically you are not just writing, you are rewriting and reprocessing something that is in your head, and in order to really understand it, you know, your brain has to work twice to transform your thought into letters. We know it's not natural. Writing is not natural. You know, animals don't write, okay? But they kind of speak, more or less, okay, in their own special way. So it's a very tough exercise for our brain, and it can be a way also to assess our students. So it will be very interesting to see it. But of course, most of the evaluation will be more on the skill acquired in using tools. But it is important that we also assess that the students understand, you know, the theory behind whatever tool they're going to be using. And for that, some oral examination, I think, would be welcome, and some written. So probably I'm not going to be very popular with that. Maybe I'm going to be wrong, but this is a little bit of a humanistic approach to STEM content.